Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to a guy that can warm things up and let us know what's going on with the Cavaliers. He is Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr from Fox Sports Ohio, and he's on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Hi, AC. How are you?
AC.
I'm pretty good, Andy. How you doing?
Good. Where are you playing golf today? Here?
There is no golf in about four or five months now, so we can forget about that around here.
You have let me down. As a man, I expect to be playing golf on an off day for the Cavaliers. I would expect you to be anywhere. Like, I'm envisioning you out on the course right now. Doesn't matter. Playing with a ski hat on.
Well, I would do that, but it's not feasible right now.
It's just too cold. All right, AC, let's talk about last night. I mean, we've had two bad games in a row. What do you think's going on?
Well, you know, it's hard to read it, Andy, because, you know, the way I see it is we've had opportunities like this before in the past, and we kind of brush it off as we'll be ready when it counts. So I don't really read it that way because we have so many different personnel. Our personnel is so much different now than it has been over the last 3 years. And we don't know how these guys will react under this type of situation. I mean, you just have a feeling that they would be seasoned enough and ready to deal with it, but you never know. But the guys that we've had in the past have been able to overcome the situation and get it right by the playoff time. Now, the only thing that concerns me, basically, is we started out 5-7. The defense was the worst in the league, and we got into a situation where we went from 28th to 14, and we won 18 out of 20 games. Now, all of a sudden, this has come back, and I really don't feel good about it coming back because this could happen in the playoffs. After the first two games in the playoffs, all of a sudden, we go back into this funk that we're in, and then we're out of the playoffs. So, to me, I'm just a little bit concerned about how this is all happening. That's all. I mean, other than that, I guess it's business as usual, the way the players seem to be handling the whole situation, because I really don't see it, but they do. So they're the ones that got to go through it. So just hopefully they know what they're talking about.
AC, it's interesting to me that they're back here too, because as you said, early on you thought, all right, that got cleared up. But the thing that I can't freak out about is the fact that they did win 13 straight games and then lost in Indiana to end that streak where you're sitting right now for a game tonight and then won five more games. And so, you know, you had that great stretch where you won 18 out of 19 games. And now since then, you've lost 7 out of 10. It's just weird that a team is so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Well, I attribute that a lot to the difference in the personnel. We're not the same team. Each team, each year, even Golden State, they have similar personnel, but they're a different team this year than they were last year. So, and that's what we are. We are different now, and it's going to come down to can we correct these problems in time enough for us to get in the playoffs? Because right now, this is a tough time to start losing because you don't want to drop right before the All-Star break because right. You got to pick up and get moving after the All-Star break is over. That's when you got to hit the pedal. And you don't want to go in there negative and still doubting yourself.
Austin Carr joining us. AC, Ty Lue said something really interesting last night when he said, if the guys have agendas, they need to get rid of their agendas. And Indy and I were talking earlier, and I said, everybody has an agenda. Everybody at every job, it's just you need to keep it out of the workplace. I don't think that's been an issue with this team, but here Ty mentioning it sounds like more than anything you might have been trying to send a message to the locker room to get it together, fellas. How'd you take that?
Yeah, that's all he's saying. I mean, he's sending a message to the locker room that, hey, whatever your situation is, be it personal or be it team-wise, we need to drop it and be ready to play. That's all he was doing, because I don't see this team as being one that has too many separate agendas, because most of the guys we brought in are all guys that want to win. They're not looking about individual accomplishments. They want to win as a team. So I'm thinking that that was just a message that, you know, to the guys, let's clean it up. Let's get yourself ready, and let's finish this month off on a solid note. Because if they do that, they'll be ready to go into the next part of the season. But right now, defensively, I don't know where they turn to, because this is the worst defense. I mean, what it actually started, Jeff and Andy, in the first 5 or 7 games, and we were 5-7. They've had problems with that high pick and roll all year. They let the roll guy get too deep into the lane on a consistent basis. And tonight you got to deal with Oladipo in that pick and roll, and you know what happens with that situation. So it's just frustrating to see it go fluctuate so much up and down like this. I just didn't think that it would come back after we corrected the problem.
AC, have you ever had a coach talk to you like that? Or have you ever had a coach say, you know, hey, get your agendas out of the way, or just even a team that you've been around? I mean, it's tough, you know?
Yeah, but Andy, you're talking about new NBA.
Yeah.
When I played, the conversation would be, I don't care what any of you MFs are doing. I want it to be straightened out, and then we're going to play ball. Now, if you have any other agendas, we can take you, we can send you somewhere else. I mean, that's the type of talk that we had back then. Now, it's different. You coddle them a little bit more because you're paying them more, so it's a whole different approach now. But it's just a little different the way it's done now. It was more direct back when I played.
AC, when the Cavs were on that hot streak and Derrick Rose was not a part of it, folks were completely dismissing Derrick as being a part of this team and the Cavs don't need him and blah, 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 blah. And I've watched the last couple of games, and I know Derrick's not his defense isn't what he's known for. The offense hasn't been very good the last couple of games either. What can Derrick Rose bring to this team? I'm curious to see if and how it fits and what he might be able to bring. What do you think it could be if he's able to come back next week?
Well, his pace of the game. In other words, Isaiah keeps the pace of the game going once he gets his legs under him, and Rose will be able to continue that. I mean, other than that, you know, what you mentioned at the beginning about Rose, about the defensive end of the floor, is where our problem is. We have so many offensive guys that don't focus on the defensive end of the floor much, and that's where we're running into trouble, I think. And a lot of times, you know, switching just to switch,
yeah,
and stuff like that. I mean, and again, a lot of it comes from my era, because I realized, you know, they play a different game now. But if you have no need, the big on little switches hurt us, because our little guys just are not physical enough to do anything to stop those situations. So why continue to do it when you keep putting us? Because what you end up with is inverted defense. You have the big men on top and the little guys in the lane, and that's what's been killing us. So we got to find a way to correct that situation.
Yeah, AC, how hard is it for Ty to put the puzzle together? I mean, he's got a lot of talent on his team, guys that have a lot of rings. I don't think it's an easy job for him, but I think sometimes as fans we look and say, well, just take this guy out of the lineup. Switch him with somebody else.
It is difficult because you're trying to do it on the run. And because of, a lot of it, because of injury, as soon as we get going, injury happens or something goes on, another guy's coming back. I mean, and it takes a while for to get it all figured out and going, because each guy has different skills that you can use, but you got to use them properly in a team concept. And that is tough to do. And personally, I think we put so much pressure on ourselves because we don't have enough people that want to get physical under the basket. We have a lot of guys who are good players but are finesse players. And now it's getting to the point now where you got to have guys who are willing to grind it out and get the job done. And we've proven that we could do it when we went 18-2. But for some reason, we're not ready to focus on that on a continual basis at this point in the season.
Austin Carr joining us from Indianapolis. Cavs getting ready to play the Pacers tonight. You can hear AC and Fred coming up 7 o'clock on Fox Sports Ohio. AC, I'm not sure what J.R. Smith needs more right now. Does he need a trip to the shot doctor? Does he need someone to kick him in the butt? Does he need someone to put their arm around him and have a nice talk with him? What's he need?
You know, Jeff, that's what I've been trying to figure out. Because, you know, when you're around a guy so much that like we are, you try to figure out his personality and what would jumpstart him.
Right.
But it's hard to, you know, I mean, last season I realized because of his daughter's situation, you know, that he had a tough time. But this season I don't know what the problem is, but his confidence level has really dropped to a low. I mean, when he even shoots the ball now, like he's not expecting to make it, and it's just a bad vibe. And in some kind of way, we got to find a way to get him out of it, because it's hard to beat teams when you're only getting 10, 9, 7 points in your backcourt. That just doesn't work. You can't win that way, you know, and that's what we're finding out. And so we got to find a way to get him untagged. I personally feel that, you know, as a two guard, you have to score the ball. I mean, that's your job other than defending the other two guard. You have to put the ball in the basket, and that's one thing he's going to have to, I think, get more involved offensively. Shoot the ball. I mean, to me, to stand around and pass the ball all the time when your job is shooting, because what happens, I remember Lenny Wilkins told me, he said, AC, you are paid to shoot the ball. He said, now, when you start passing the ball when people are not expecting you, you get the rebounds are not in position. Nobody's in, the floor balance is not right, because that is what people expect you to do. And that's what has happened. He's changed his role himself by so much passing that the team doesn't know what he's going to do. So when he's in the shooting position, he passes the ball. When he's in the passing position, he shoots the ball. So if those kind of things have to be addressed and have to be addressed quick, because Boston and Toronto are already proven that they're not going to look back, that we're going to have to come get them.
AC, just want to, you know, Golden State's going to be here next week. Just your thoughts on that. And, you know, I think fans want to make it bigger than it is. And, you know, if they beat Golden State next week, then people forget about these two games, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But the way we're playing now, we're not going to beat them. I mean, I'm not a negative person, you know, but at the same time, I'm just facing reality. The way we're playing, Golden State will beat us just by the way their style of ball. I mean, we have to change the way we're doing it. But if we're fortunate enough to beat them, because we have won 13 straight at home, then all this stuff will be forgotten about. I mean, and what people keep falling back on is what is a little frustrating to me is what we've done the last three seasons in January has been doing this. But I just feel this feels different to me, and I don't like it because it feels different. I don't feel the ability to bounce back from with this team, and I'm a little bit kind of shocked that I don't feel it, but I just don't feel it. And I hope they surprise me and turn it all around.
AC, last thing. Give me some good news. Tell me you made it to St. Elmo's last night and got a great big steak.
No, didn't make it to St. Elmo. No.
That was my hope.
They do things a little different now, Jeff. They don't look for. We went to some bowling alley place where the Punch Bowl. We went to the Punch Bowl and had a little meal there, and that was about it. But we don't travel the same anymore.
AC, you and I need to get to Indy together. And
yeah, I'm disappointed in you.
Exactly,
I'm so
right.
Disappointed.
I agree with you 100%.
We'll work on it next time.
All right, AC. Okay. Hey, thank you. Happy New Year to you, too, as
thanks,
well,
Austin.
AC. Look forward to seeing you down the road.
I just want to say one more thing, though. All is not lost. We still have a good opportunity if we can just get it together quickly. But we got to keep this. Stop.
All right, AC. Thank you. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. If you missed any of our interview with Austin, you can always listen to it again at 92.3thefan.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.